Welcome back. Thank you so much for all the love. Literally. Okay, first of all, I'm Becca Swindle. Sorry, your host. And thank you so much for all of the love on the last episode. Like, I was honestly so thankful and so grateful. And when you're like recording a podcast, you truly think that you are alone, because I am right now sitting in my room and no one's around. But when you put it out there, like, you realize, oh, like, some people actually might be listening to this. And so, yeah, it just feels different to actually hear response and hear what people thought about the first episode and everything like that, or the relaunch, should I say. Because backstory, if you haven't been kind of following me for a while, Resilient has been a vision on my heart for a while. It's a vision just to bring women together under the banner, if you will, of vulnerability, transparency, authenticity, and like actually doing those things, not just saying like, oh, I'm just like being real. Like, no, no, no. I want to talk about everything on here and eventually have, you know, some people on here telling their stories and just hear different points of views and different things that people have walked through in life. But I love women. I love girls. I think we're the best. And I just want to talk about us. And I want to be someone that hopefully you feel like you're on FaceTime with and just drinking your coffee or working out or going on your walk or doing whatever. I want to be your bestie. So here we are. Here I am. And yeah, thank you so much if you're listening to this again. I am just so excited about where this, you know, is going to go. And I love it because it's honestly an external processing type of vibe for me. Like, I get to sit down and just kind of dump my thoughts. So while we're on the topic of processing things, something that I have been kind of thinking about recently and want to think about more and pray about more is this rich life. I don't know if you guys have seen this over TikTok or like on Netflix or Instagram. Literally, I feel like I'm seeing it everywhere, but there is a show called How to Get Rich, I think it is, by Ramit, or Ramit is the host. He's awesome. Josh, my boyfriend, and our good friends, Charisma and Sheen, we watched the show together, and basically Ramit is hosting the show, taking on different clients and helping them, quote, get rich, right? Helping them budget, helping them learn how to steward their finances, and kind of giving tidbits and like tips along the way. And while he was talking, he gave so many good practical tips that literally my boyfriend was like taking pictures and sending it in the group chat. And we were like, this is actually like good, like thinking about like how to save, how to practically do things financially. Because I also hate that we were not taught this in school. Like, why in the world, like the Pythagorean theorem, I said that wrong, I butchered it, but it's fine. Why did I learn about that over like how to do my taxes? You know what I mean? Or how to save properly, or how to not have to live paycheck to paycheck. Amen. These are things that we definitely needed to learn. But anyways, it's okay because Ramit is here to help us. This is not sponsored, but the show is really, really good. And he takes on different clients, and hearing their mindsets, you're like, this person's dumb. Like, okay, sorry. But you're like, why would they spend every penny they get if they don't have that money? Or, you know, why is this guy randomly buying shoes if he had a goal that he set? Like, he just said he wanted to do this and now he's doing this. But like, I was like, literally, that's me, like, calling me out. You know what I mean? Like, I have to be a better steward over my finances. And anyway, the whole show, that show basically is just talking about finances and how to, you know, get this rich life, how to achieve this rich life financially. But I've been seeing over TikTok and Instagram kind of this thought of, what does your rich life look like? Not just financially. What does your rich life look like emotionally, mentally, spiritually? Like, what does that look like? What state of mind are you in? What is the rich life to you? How do you define your rich life? And so I've been kind of thinking about this thought of like, how do I define my rich life? And I feel like it includes a lot of things, if I'm being honest. My rich life includes peace. It includes joy, like deep, deep, unshakable, unmovable joy, which is just the definition of joy, isn't it? But unwavering faith in the Lord that he's going to do what he said he's going to do in me. It's these things in my mind, right? And these things in my soul that are going to anchor me to the Lord and anchor me in his promises. But also like practically for me, my rich life entails me being healthy physically, right? My rich life entails me working out 5 times a week, you know, for 1 hour, getting all my water in, eating healthy 80% of the time. Like, I don't know, but I was just thinking, like, how much time do we waste thinking, like, oh, I want what they have, or, you know, wow, they're getting the brand deals that I really want to get, or, you know, she is being able to move into the house that I wish I could afford, you know, and I'm 25. Am I behind in my finances? Am I behind in, like, my life or my career? Like, I don't even really know what I want it to look like yet, blah, 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 right? We look at other people's, quote, rich life that we see on Instagram, on TikTok, all these fake things. I mean, the elements might not be fake, but the portrayal of them can be sometimes, right? Like, we're just seeing highlight reels. And so it's really easy to fall into that trap of, like, okay, well, I need my rich life to look like this because theirs looks really good. So if I get that, then mine will look really good. And it's like, what in the world? Like, that's not the point. Like, let's slow down. Let's backtrack. What does that look like for you? What does that look like for me? And my rich life is not supposed to look like anybody else's, you know? And it's also just realizing that the rich life, that includes the small little things. And I know for me, like, the small quote things are actually really big for me, like waking up early, going to the gym, which is something I have slept on for months, but y'all, I'm back in it. Okay. Got a new gym membership that I'm so excited about. And I am just getting back to it, like taking control of my health again. And I'm really excited about it, but you know, waking up in the morning, to go to the gym at 5 or that, and coming back and making my cup of coffee and it smelling so good, and also having, you know, my water, my liquid IV in there, and then coming back to my bedroom and having time with Jesus and listening to worship music or sitting in silence and, you know, meditating on the word. Like, these things will set you up for a rich life, I believe. It definitely sets me up for a rich life. And I realize that as I slip in discipline in areas, especially physically, I don't know if anyone else is like this, but for me, when I slip in my discipline and my consistency in the physical, like when I'm not working out and I'm not fueling my body with the food that I'm supposed to, that feels good to my particular body, I start to literally get undisciplined and unmotivated in other areas of my life. And it's crazy. I think for me, since starting my health journey, really like end of 2020, since starting it, I have realized how connected. Like, we hear this all the time, right? But it's different when you're actually in it and you're doing it and you're seeing how connected everything is. Your physical to your mental, it is insane how working out and eating healthy and fueling your soul with good things, with God things, how that literally can transform your state of mind and the well-being of your soul. So again, I don't know if that's for anybody else, but you know, if you're feeling kind of hung up mentally and you're like, I feel stuck, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, you know, whatever, just maybe try out. Maybe you already have a consistent workout plan and, you know, there are other things to help, therapy, Jesus, you know, all of it combined. Amen. But there are other things to help out for sure. But I definitely would suggest, like, get into a workout routine. It can literally be you go on a walk for 20 minutes, 3 days a week, like start small, you know, or whatever small looks like to you. But start there, see if that helps, because I promise you, like, why was I just on the Stairmaster, did some cardio, did whatever workout at the gym. I came back and on my way back home, literally just now, I was like, I am amazing. I can conquer the world and I feel just amazing. So it really helps when you have things in your life that might be, again, small, right, to other people, but to you, like, they set you up for success. They set you up to be rich, feel rich in every single area of your life. And I know, obviously, like I've been talking about things that, you know, you can add to your life or implement into your daily routines to make you feel rich. But the truth is, like in Matthew, we're told to seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added unto you, right? So the key to a rich life is actually found in the kingdom of God. It's found in seeking the face of Jesus. And when we do that in return with him, we find everything else, including who we really are, what we really desire, and what he really desires for us. But we find out our destiny, we find out our purpose, our passions, our character gets refined. And these really are the things that lead to a truly, truly satisfied and rich life. So if you're like me and you are trying to be the best version of yourself and the healthiest version of yourself, and sometimes you fail a lot and sometimes you succeed a lot, but you're, you know, trying to continually be somewhat on the path of like getting better, walking closer with Jesus, and just becoming a better person, fulfilling your destiny, I'm right there with you. You're not alone. And we are going to accomplish this rich life together. And it's not going to be easy, or everyone would do it, right? We've all heard that, but it's so true. And so just know that you are more than enough right now, how you are. You have all that you need according to the glorious riches in Christ, right? But also you actually have all that you need, and you have more than what someone else even does, you know? So use what you have to go where you want to go, and to do what God's called you to do. So listen, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back soon. I honestly don't have a consistent posting schedule in mind currently. But I know that my goal is to make it weekly. But I think for me, I can put a lot of pressure on myself to be like, okay, I don't know. I can just basically put this expectation on myself and then it doesn't happen. And then I crash and burn and then you won't hear from me for like 2 years. Like that has been the process for the past 2-3 years. Like that's just how I am with some things, which I'm trying to break. Okay. Not an excuse, but I'm just saying, not sure of an official day every week that I'll be posting or dropping episodes. But for now, the goal is just to stay somewhat consistent and disciplined in this area. So guys, hold me accountable, honestly, and follow me on Instagram, on TikTok. I'm at Rebecca Swindle on both platforms, and also follow at The Resilient Files on Instagram. There will be a lot of updates and things over there, and just, you know, seeing my life, if you will. If you want to follow along, definitely follow me there. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your week. Bye.